Ah, 3 o'clock, Ralph.
It Friday.
So everybody in the world thinks they've got the right nickname for Austin Reeves.
Well, yeah, we've taken about 20 of them, and we don't think we've got it yet.
No,
we've got a few we like. We like Moonshine,
which came
but we
from
don't know
Jorge.
If yeah. Austin will like that.
He may or may not like it. Right.
White Shadow, we like.
Yep.
And then we had one more we liked.
White Lightning.
All right, so what brought all this up is Austin doesn't like the two nicknames that people hung on him in his rookie season,
yes.
which were Hillbilly Kobe and AR-15.
Yeah.
So he wants a new one.
Yep.
Here's Ernie in Brea. Hey, Ernie.
What's up, Ernie?
You're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, my nickname for Austin is contingent on him either becoming a solid three-point shooter or just whenever the three. So it's Austin 315, not Austin 316, but it's a Stone Cold Austin reference. And
yeah.
Yeah, when he starts raining those threes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I didn't.
That's no, he's again going back to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah,
Michael's here.
No, stop playing that.
Yeah, every right. time I hear that, I think Michael's here.
Here's Chris in Long Beach. Hey, Chris, what's your nickname?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Okay, so I did the Wu-Tang Clan name generator. Have you guys ever done that?
No, never.
How's it work?
So there's a name. So Wu-Tang Clan, you know, there's Old Dirty Bastard.
Sure.
Ghostface Killah. So there's a generator.
Reza.
You put your name in, and it spits out. RZA, it spits out what your Wu-Tang name is. Like Childish Gambino, whatever his name is, Glover.
Yeah,
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
His rap name based off of it. So he's Childish Gambino because of the name generator.
It's a great name. So what came up for Austin?
I typed in Austin's, but I'm going to start with your guys's because your guys's are amazing.
Okay.
John Ireland is Awing Wanderer. Mason is Hot Chiliest. Jorge is Dopey Ninja.
Yeah.
And The best is Greg Bergman. This is no joke. Is Crappy Bagman.
Crappy Bagman.
CB.
What was it? Crappy Bagman.
Crappy Bagman.
Yeah, your
Wu-Tang
Clan
generator.
Generator. Your Crappy Bagman.
Wait, what was mine again, Chris?
So yours is Awing, like A-W-I-N-G, Awing Wanderer.
Awing Wanderer. Mason is Hot Chiliest.
Dopey Ninja is really fitting for Jorge. Berg, Crappy Bagman. Austin Reeves is Rapid Leopard. So that's not bad.
Rapid Leopard.
You know, I don't hate it. I don't hate any of those names.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Chris. That was a really good idea.
Like Crappy Bagman.
Crappy Bagman
notes.
Bergman.
How do you feel about that for a name? Crappy Bagman.
Yeah, not going to happen.
If you were in Wu-Tang Clan, that would be your name.
But I'm not in Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, right.
Yet, here is Brian in Whittier. Hey, Brian, what's your nickname for Austin Reeves?
Hey, guys. So Austin reminds me of Cameron Fry from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
Okay.
And I thought about his dad's car. So I said, why not call him White Ferrari?
White Ferrari named after
Cameron's
dad's
car
in Ferris Bueller. I don't hate it.
No, that's white better than a lot.
I don't know if people get it, but White Ferrari is interesting.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Here's Sam in Anaheim. Hey, Sam, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, just to make sure, did someone already say Stone Cold Reeves Austin?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, we've decided, and thanks
okay,
for...
Right.
Yeah, right. That's good, though.
We've decided that stealing one from
Stone Cold Steve Austin's
not,
probably not,
not great.
Right, yeah.
Derek in Orange County. Hey, Derek, what's your nickname?
My nickname would be Hustle Man, or if not Hustle Man... How about the Swiss Army knife?
Swiss Army knife or Hustle Man?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if either one of those work. What do we got? 3 more here? 4
yeah,
more?
Just take 3 more. Let's just get this over with. It's yeah. It's like having a tooth pulled at this point.
Omar in Southgate. Hey, Omar, what's your nickname?
Hey, Omar.
Idea?
Hey, he stole the Lakers' heart and he steals passes. Reeves the Thieves.
Reeves the Thief. I don't think it works.
Yeah, we're done. Thank you. Gracias, everybody.
You know, I want to take 2 more. I'm not kidding. Every line.
Every line.
People think they've got it, and
everybody
we've probably,
loves Austin.
We've probably taken 30 of these, and we ain't got it.
No, the one that came close is Moonshine.
That's the best one.
That's the best one. It came from Jorge. But we have to check with Austin to see if that's a name that he can live with. He's from Arkansas, so you would assume there's Moonshine involved, maybe. So that's an okay nickname. All right, so you guys are technophobes. You're scared of technology. You're frightened of technology.
I wouldn't say frightened. I'm not in love with everything that comes along.
Wary.
Wary. That's okay. A good word.
So there is a new robot dog that has a gun, and there's video of it out there sort of guarding things.
Right. And if you – so, for example, let's say you had a warehouse or a business or even a house and you wanted to protect it.
A jewelry store on yeah. Rodeo Drive.
So the robot dog would come out, and if it sensed that you were up to something, it would shoot you.
Well, the idea is it would be a deterrent. If you know there's a dog with a gun,
right.
Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you know there's a dog with a gun, mm-hmm. you don't do a smash and grab. Isn't that right? Why, if you owned a jewelry store in mm-hmm. Beverly Hills, would you not get a robot dog with a gun?
Have you seen the smash and grab that happened in Manhattan Beach 2 weeks ago?
No.
Okay. I need Mason to get a one-minute exemption from the internet. Open your computer and type in Manhattan Beach jewelry smash and grab. So what happened was, this is about a mile from my house. These guys in the middle of the day walked in, like 6 o'clock at night, walked into a jewelry store, smashed all the jewelry cases.
Yeah, sure.
Grabbed all the jewelry, ran out, and there were three cars waiting for him, and they piled in the three cars and just drove away. They didn't even attempt to hide their anything. Like, it was the most brazen thing. And so
yeah,
what,
I'm looking at
okay,
it.
So
why would...
What you're saying is, if you had your robot dog with the gun there...
Nobody would go rob it.
You would shoot those guys.
I wouldn't
if they did it.
It would be a deterrent. It would be beware of dog. It's got
beware
a gun.
Beware of dog with a gun.
Beware of dog
we
with
do
a gun.
We do not need armed robot dogs.
I think we absolutely do.
What's wrong with
do.
Just having a robot dog?
I don't think we... Well, there's nothing wrong with having a robot dog, but why not arm them? Why not have a deterrent?
Because it's a robot with a gun.
Yeah.
What do you mean, why not arm them?
If there was an armed...
They're going to turn on you. Didn't you see Terminator?
If there was an armed robot dog at that jewelry store in Manhattan Beach, it would not be robbed. There would have been no smash and grab because you don't try to rob a place with a robot dog with a gun.
No. I think that not only would they try... They say, these robot dogs are not going to shoot me. I'm going anyway.
Robot dogs have guns. Look out.
No, we do not need robot dogs.
We need a deterrent. Yes.
What are you talking about? What are you going to do when the robot dogs with guns turn on us?
They are programmed, mm-hmm. John. They're not going to turn on us. This whole idea, you guys saw one movie by James Cameron.
There are four Terminator
movies.
Six,
I think.
Oh, yeah. But so based on James Cameron, you think the future is the robots take over the
world.
And
Ridley Scott, the replicants from Blade Runner were dangerous,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, the reality, wasn't that just his girlfriend?
No, I thought the replicants turned on the humans.
Yeah, maybe.
There's the iRobot movie, too. There's also, has your phone ever glitched or your TV ever glitched or anything else that you've had that's electronic ever glitched
no,
at one?
Never.
Yeah, that's a lie. Everything glitches
never.
At some point.
No, no,
just like the dog.
Right.
The
what
dog
does that have to
will
do
glitch at some point and start shooting everything up, and that's it.
You're going to have a robot bang, dog dead. With a gun, and it's going to be just prancing around your neighborhood, and it's going to shoot one of your real dogs, and you're going to be devastated.
No. Yep. I'm telling you, this is the future of, in a lot of ways, first of all, the gun mm-hmm. is probably unnecessary.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
But
thank you.
To me, the most powerful weapon is a camera in that dog.
Well, that's easy to do.
You will see the faces of the people that rushed in and rushed out. So robot dog with a camera, probably better than robot dog with a gun.
Now,
but
you're coming to your senses.
I still believe robot dog is the future.
Robot dog probably is the future, but they do not need guns. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Bergman's right. The second one of the programming glitches happens and the guy opens fire on an old folks' home, that's it.
Well, that's an extreme example.
Of course it is.
You chose the absolute most extreme example.
What happens if they open fire in an elementary school?
Well, again, these are extreme situations that you're bringing up.
Walking down Woodland Hills, somewhere in Woodland Hills. Boom, bop, 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 bop.
Wait a minute. Why do
you think... robot dog at LAX guarding
why
everything
do you think
opens fire over there?
Why do you think it's going to malfunction?
Because everything malfunctions.
Does.
Not everything malfunctions.
Absolutely.
No.
You never have to reset your phone.
Wait, you haven't heard these stories about the self-driving Teslas that have just malfunctioned and the doors lock and the car won't stop?
When you say that, you realize there are three incidents of it, and there are self-driving Teslas everywhere.
Right, but...
And by the way, Uber is testing driverless cars. Yeah. I don't hear anything bad about that. They're all testing driverless cars. That is coming no matter what. You can drag your feet, but it's going to happen.
Right, but why put guns in them? Why put guns in the driverless cars?
Who suggested putting guns in
you
driverless
did.
Cars?
You want guns with the robot dogs.
Robot dogs, not on driverless cars. Wait, you don't need them. They do the driving.
Isn't a robot dog basically a driverless car? It's an automated dog that runs around to protect and serve. You know what it's going to do? It's going to serve you with two bullets in your butt.
He's right, you know.
Yeah, he is.
He's not.
He's yeah, very he much oh, right.
Yeah, you guys are all losers.
You're very much on the wrong side of this.
I'm on the right
get,
side of history.
When you get murdered by a robot dog.
I am on the right side of
I'm
history.
I'm
going
to come
robot
to your funeral, and my,
be
my eulogy would be, I tried to tell him that these robot dogs were dangerous. He wasn't having it.
Most people, by the way, totally comfortable with the technology that's coming.
Not with robot dogs with guns. Most people are not comfortable with that.
But I've got you now up to accepting robot dogs.
Well, they're coming. Driverless cars are coming.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like most things, I'm going to let you get a robot dog, and I'm going to let you ride around in a driverless car for a year before I ever get into one. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to be driving down the street in your driverless car, and the robot dog's going to come flying through the windshield and shoot you in the head. That is the dumbest idea ever.
How do you even pet a robot dog? Oh, this is really
you
nice metal you have here.
You don't pet a robot dog. It's a law enforcement tool.
Yeah, law enforcement, it's a death tool. It's going to kill all of us.
So, yeah, you guys will all join me in this world.
No,
when
we will
it,
all be
happens.
At your funeral shaking our
no.
heads saying we
Watch
tried.
The
we're all going to get matching shirts. We tried to tell him.
We told you so.
Yep.
I'll right, be so living here during that point. That's
I got
true.
A couple of things. Again, we're not doing, we're not on the internet today. So I have like the document with ideas, but I want to talk about Jim Buss's new venture.
Okay.
Did you hear about it?
I did.
We'll do that.
The one that sent you that story back when we had the internet.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
One of the five greatest records ever made, Don Henley, Boys of Summer. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sends out a thing from Substack every week. Here's some entertainment stuff you should look at for this weekend.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he said, first of all, he says Thor, Love, and Thunder, he loved. And The Bear is the TV show he recommended. It is on Hulu. The show is wrapped up. It started on June the 23rd. It is a fantastic show if you've not seen it. And he describes
I think it's on FX. You can watch it on Hulu, but FX is the network that The Bear is on.
Right. It aired on FX, and now it's on Hulu. Yeah. This is what Kareem says about it. The dynamic workplace comedy drama packs more emotional intensity into each 30 minutes than most shows manage in entire seasons. The premise is simple. Just as young chef Carmen has been making a name for himself in the culinary world, his brother's death forces him to return to Chicago to run the family restaurant with its resistant staff. It is great. Have you checked it
no,
yet?
No, but I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start this weekend.
It's like the show right now. It's like the show of the moment.
I've watched five episodes.
What do you think?
I think it's good. I don't think it's like mind-blowing like you're kind of making it out to be.
I'm just reading what Kareem said.
Oh, okay. You know, you're saying like how great it is. It's
it
wonderful.
Is a great show.
Well, yeah, but it's, I mean, it's good, but does it get better? Like, is it something that's like mind-blowing about
are you,
it?
By the way, are you guys going to watch, everybody here's watched Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Are you guys going to watch House of Dragons?
Uh-huh. Yes. I'm going to give it a shot.
I wasn't going to, but now after seeing the trailer for it, I think I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I mean, why not start it? Why not try it and see?
Yeah.
It may totally dive bomb. It may not work at all. It may not satisfy the Game of Thrones crowd. But I see no compelling reason not to try it. So Jim Buss and let's see who do you
Drew
do
Brees.
This with?
Drew Brees.
Hey, get off the internet.
Have decided. Hey, I've on the internet. Decided that they are going to start a team in a professional pickleball league.
Now, here's what's interesting about this. Pickleball is the fastest growing thing in my world. Like, everybody I know is playing pickleball. I played last week. It's fun.
Yeah. Looks great.
I don't necessarily think a professional pickleball league is going to work. Just like professional team tennis has never really worked. They've tried it.
Yeah, they tried
times.
It. The strings back in the day.
Yeah. I don't know if a professional pickleball league will work. I think pickleball is one of those things that's fun to play.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very hard to duplicate. But I like Jim, and I like Drew Brees, and I hope it works.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So we played a ton of racquetball when I was growing up. We had several huge racquetball summers.
Outdoor.
We played three wall. So my dad decided one summer, he decided he was going to play racquetball every day. My dad was an unbelievable athlete. No matter what he did, he was great at it. And so we started playing three-wall racquetball one summer. And at the end of the summer, the national championships for three-wall racquetball were in Oceanside, California.
Okay.
My dad flew out and finished fourth in the country.
Wow.
In
three-wall
racquetball.
But maybe that's where pickleball goes. It's like a participation, tournaments all over the place, but I don't know if a professional pickleball league works.
No,
like
I don't.
With a TV contract where they have announcers like me and Michael and, you know, doing, I don't know if that flies. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. It's not particular. I mean, it's athletic, but it's not really athletic, right? You don't have to go very far. To get
the
ball.
There isn't a ton of movement.
Right, there's not
the
a ton of movement.
Smaller, and that's why a lot of older people like it, because it doesn't put any stress on your joints.
It's kind of like table tennis, but on a half
bigger
a
court.
Tennis court.
Yeah, literally. And but it's fun.
It's hard. And what's the racket? Do you use a regular tennis racket?
No, it's a wooden paddle.
A paddle.
So, yeah, it's in between the size of a ping pong paddle and a tennis racket. Like, right in the middle of
this
that.
Is the whole thing right now. Everybody's playing pickleball.
Matter of fact, the tennis club where Lisa plays all the time took two of the tennis courts and converted them to racquetball courts, and nobody can get a court.
Right.
Because everybody wants to play racquetball. They have to convert more of them.
Play pickleball, yeah.
Yeah.
So, am I allowed to open this?
Yeah.
I'm going to open this.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
All right, so, John, you'll like this. When you go to a wedding... Okay, I'm going to be delicate about this.
Why? It's Friday.
They're all the same. All weddings are the same.
Pretty much.
The difference is basically how much it costs, right? So this guy was going to a wedding, a sports bettor going to a wedding, and he created a parlay card with props for the wedding, prop bets. So I've got a list of the prop bets for this particular wedding.
I can bet
wedding.
A parlay at a wedding. This is my kind of wedding.
It is your kind of wedding. So... here we go. What is Megan's signature cocktail? Margarita is plus 100. Amaretto Sour is plus 150. And Moscow Mule is up plus 150. Bet on the drink. How about over under on first dance? 2 minutes and 35 seconds. How long does the first dance normally go at a wedding?
I would take the over.
You would take the over.
Yeah. Normally it goes the length of one song, and there aren't too many songs that go 235.
Who will cry during the first dance? Megan, Andre, or both? You can make that bet.
At my wedding, it was just me.
Lisa didn't cry?
No.
You cried?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
You cried at your own wedding, and Lisa
did not?
She
did not. Yeah. Then she realized what she was in for the rest of her life.
Right.
I cry at everything, though. I've told you this. I cried in the first 10 minutes of the movie Up. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, I think
it's a friggin' cartoon, and I'm crying. What in the world?
Okay, number of wedding cake tears, over or under 3.5?
Wedding cake tears.
In other words, you know, the layers of the cake.
Over under 3.5. I'd go under.
You go under?
Yeah. Because once you make them higher than that, you're asking for a cake disaster.
And the last one is either live band minus 275 or DJ plus 180.
Most weddings have DJs.
Yeah, I agree.
Live bands are better.
Live bands, I've never been to a wedding with a live band.
Really?
No, never.
Oh, wow.
Juan doesn't believe this, but when I was growing up, my mom and grandmothers cooked for weddings. We didn't have them catered. They actually cooked for weddings.
Saved a lot of money.
Yeah, saved a ton of money. Is that what you did, Jorge?
Yeah, I think, you know, my uncles and whatever, same thing.
Well, Jorge's
family's cooked.
Your dad is like
we are
fine chef. You know, do you know Jorge's dad did all the tacos at Key's party?
Did Key pay him?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, of course. Key is actually, today is his actual birthday.
Ah, happy birthday, Keyshawn.
Yeah. He's now on the wrong side of 50.
It's not that bad. You'll live.
50 was a scary birthday, I think.
Oh, are you kidding me?
50 feels like, now you're going to turn 60 next year.
Yeah. Can you believe this? There are still people.
With nicknames for nicknames. Austin Reed? All right.
Freddie in Culver City. Freddie, what's your nickname?
Okay. Love the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Before I tell the nickname, I wish you guys could go 4 hours and other guys.
No,
go.
Hell no.
No, I'd be exhausted, man.
Well, that's how much better you guys are.
Yeah. That's nice of you to say. Okay. We have no interest in going 4 hours.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, what is Austin Reeves known for his last 2 years of playing? Or
kind of scrappiness, defense, kind of that kind of guy.
Hitting big shots.
Consistently there.
Right.
Consistently, always.
Right.
How about Robo Reeves?
Huh. Might wear on me after a while. All right, thanks, Freddie.
Robo Reeves.
I don't know, is that
reminds
complimentary?
Reminds me too much of robot dogs.
Austin Threes.
Austin Threes.
It's a little bit of a reach.
Who had that one?
Some guy texted.
Austin Threes isn't bad.
Kevin in Buena Park. Kevin, what's your nickname idea?
My nickname idea is the Grim Reaver. If you look up the word Reeve, and since it's his last name, it's actually perfect, depending on who they're playing and what he actually does to the defense there by raining threes or making shots. It kind of takes away their ability to believe that they're going to win the game.
So the Grim Reaver.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Right. Thank you, Kevin. People are putting a lot of, and I don't mean to dismiss some of this, but
I do.
You know, when they say there are no bad ideas, there actually are.
Yeah, many. Dominic, Santa Monica. What's your nickname
what's
idea?
What's up, Dom?
What's up, you guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
I had three actually.
Okay.
All right, lay them on us.
Try Super, Nonstop, or 3D.
Super.
Nonstop. Or 3D?
3D.
I don't, yeah.
Austin Super Reeves. Austin Nonstop Reeves.
Yeah, okay. Austin, I get it. I get it. It's a nice effort. Yeah, good effort.
What do you think? Nice we've taken like 30 suggestions probably.
Yeah. I don't think we've gotten
27 any. Of them have stunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Moonshine.
And Jorge pulls out the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
When is Jorge, by the way, when his name goes through the Wu-Tang Clan
name generator,
he's Dopey Ninja.
I like Dopey Ninja.
Dopey Ninja's great.
No, I like it.
And then Bergman, when he goes through the name generator, it's Crappy Bagman.
Crappy Bagman.
Crappy Bagman.
CB. Terrible Bagman. Crappy Bagman. Terrible Bagman. What is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Seinfeld.
Yes, it is. What's happening with you? It's a couple times.
Coming up next, John's got stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just mailing. Well, you're not here Monday, Tuesday. You're just checking out early.
Can I be
but
honest
not,
and tell
I'm
you?
I'm not here for cross-talk today, so you get to carry.
I'm not either.
What are you talking about?
I can't.
I got there first.
No, we're both.
Okay, then I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off too.
Do it. No, I'm. Can I be honest? Just say I'm sick as a dog. I've been nauseous for 2 friggin' days.
So we're just canceling.
Just getting
Super
through
cross
it. Talk? Just getting through it. All right. Coming up next for you, John's got some stuff. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's going on? It's Friday, gearing up for a big weekend. Hope you're going to do fun stuff. Ireland, what are you doing this weekend? You're going to...
I have many, many things going
many
on.
Many things?
But, yeah, tonight I'm going to a play.
Nice. What play?
Tomorrow night I'm going to Slay, my favorite restaurant in Manhattan Beach.
David so Slay, gonna, the great
I'm,
David
I know,
Slay.
I'm going to, it's a play that the high school's putting on. Is Legally Blonde a play on Broadway?
It's a musical, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Have you seen it?
No.
All right, so I'm going to this version of it.
No,
a friend of ours.
It's the high school kid version.
Yeah, is the lead.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go check her out.
Nice.
Okay, so a couple of questions for you.
Yep.
Number one, Cooper Kupp, who you claim you're going to take with the first pick in fantasy.
Number
football
one game, pick overall,
is a 50-1 bet to win NFL MVP this year. Is that? Are those odds too high or too low?
What are the odds that somebody wins the Triple Crown 2 years in a row? And doing it once was amazing.
If he did, I think he would have a great chance to win MVP.
Would.
The but odds of him. Last time that a non-quarterback, non-running back, I could be wrong about this, but the last time a non-quarterback, non-running back won MVP was Lawrence Taylor in the 80s.
Mm.
So wide receiver is, I don't know if he's ever won it.
50-1 feels about right. It's worth a little action. I personally don't, I think Cooper Kupp will have a great year. I think it's unlikely that he will win the triple crown again. If he did, I think he would be the MVP.
Yeah, that would be a very...
Back-to-back triple crowns would be outrageous.
Okay, so a couple more of these things. Okay. Did you read that it came out Juan Soto, when he flew out, he was the only All-Star in the Nationals.
Yeah, yeah.
After their game on Sunday, he flew out to be at the All-Star workout on Monday. And normally, because baseball teams make a lot of money, they charter a flight to send their All-Stars in and out
right,
because they don't have a lot of time. Juan Soto turned down that $440 million last week. And the Nationals refused to charter a plane for him. Basically, they flew him commercial. He got on United flight,
wow,
you know, from D.C. to L.A. Is that something or nothing?
Well, it's basically saying, screw you.
Right.
Get in line at Spirit Air.
Right.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, you turned down our $440 million, so now you gotta fly on your own. I mean, from the Nationals' perspective, I'm sure... You know, we kind of throw around this $440 million and what he turned down and all that stuff. Can you imagine
right,
the financial commitment that it would be to pay somebody $440 million? I'm sure they're pissed off. I'm sure the Nationals are like, screw you, Juan Soto. You don't want our money? Catch a commercial flight. So I guess it is something. It's kind of a go pound sand.
Yeah, it just seems petty to me by the Nationals to do that. I think every other team did it.
Did they?
I just think it's weird. He's still your player. He's still on your team.
Temporarily.
You want him bouncing around airports and changing flights in Dallas? I mean...
Did he ever... He didn't even get a direct.
I don't know.
He had two stops
but
on his way to the home run derby.
Once you put him into the public travel sphere,
yeah,
then it you know, a whole bunch of things could happen.
They were talking today on Travis and Sliwa about the worst travel disaster that you've had. In other words, hung up, stuck, couldn't get anywhere. What is the worst you ever had?
I was living in Texas, and I flew out to California to visit my parents.
Okay.
Went back. So I only need to go to Houston, not that far. Went back for a 2 o'clock flight. Got delayed for 11 hours. And
on the plane or off the plane?
I was off the plane. I was in the airport. I drank an entire 12-pack of beer by myself.
Did you really?
I said, this can't go on forever.
It went on?
And when it does, and it went on forever and ever and ever and ever. I should have just gone back home.
Yeah.
But nobody knew it was going to take 11 hours. And so that was it. Another time, nobody believes me when I tell this story. This is before I was on the Laker charter.
Okay.
I used to go up, fly commercial to go up and do the pregame and the postgame show.
Yeah.
So Lakers playing at Golden State. We fly up to Oakland.
Yep.
And the arena where the Warriors played at the time was right next to the airport. So we flew up day of the game on like a 2 o'clock flight.
Right.
Landed there at 3:30.
Okay.
Did the game, stayed in like an Oakland Airport Hilton. The next morning, got an early morning flight to come back to LA because we're supposed to work the next day.
Right.
Josh Bradford, my photographer, and I are in the airport. And we're waiting, and we got like 45 minutes for our plane to fall. And so we sit down, and we both fall asleep. We both slept completely through the flight.
Through the flight, and missed like before the
– They made last the call. Flight. Missed it completely. Yeah. Woke up like, what time is it? It's 10:30.
Where's the plane?
Plane left at 9.
Yeah, right.
How the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
Blah, blah. So I've screwed that up too.
Yeah.
But I've had pretty good luck.
When I was flying back from Africa, we landed in Boston. And there, for whatever reason, there were no gates available or something like that.
So you're stuck on the plane?
We sat on the tarmac for 9 hours.
Ugh.
Not even in the terminal.
And like, it people was because, nobody went nuts?
Right. People went nuts. People lost it. I mean, they basically opened the bar, said anything you want, have all the snacks, have all the drinks. I'm sure we worked our way through all that, but people were friggin' miserable. Miserable.
All right, last thing, let me get this in, and then we'll go to Game of Games. I read that Netflix lost 1.3 million subscribers last quarter.
Yeah.
So in a three-month period, they lost 1.3 million subscribers. Where are these people going? Netflix isn't that expensive. How much is Netflix?
14-something a month.
17 now? 17.
15, 20 bucks a month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing, John. I mean, they went to Hulu, or they went to Disney, or they went to Amazon, or they went to Apple. I mean, there are too many streaming services, and people can't afford all of them. Netflix is not the only game in town. Aside from Stranger Things, what the hell is on Netflix?
Yeah, but a ton of good movies and a lot of good documentaries.
I watch Netflix less than I watch the other streaming services.
All right, so if I told you you could only have two streaming services,
yeah,
which two you take?
HBO and Hulu.
But HBO you already get,
right? Well, HBO Max.
Yeah.
Are you not even counting that as a streaming service?
Well, just because anything that airs on HBO Max you can pull off of regular HBO.
Then it would be Hulu and Disney.
See.
Apple's close.
Yeah.
But I watch more Hulu right now than I watch
Netflix more than I watch Hulu.
Yeah, I'm watching, there's a great Jeff Bridges show called The Old Man on Hulu. The Bear is on Hulu. Hulu is the one I'm watching the most right now. But really, I mean, aside from Stranger Things, what's on Netflix?
I watch nothing on Netflix besides Stranger Things.
I mean, I understand why they're losing subscribers.
And I prefer Amazon, too.
Amazon Prime? I barely watch that.
I watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and that's it.
Yeah, The Boys, really good.
Yeah, you like The Boys.
I love The Boys, yeah.
The Boys is
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is really good. Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
But there's also more movies on that, too. You can, like, rent movies right off of that.
Right.
If you have to.
And then, you know, Disney.
Pretty soon, 10 years from now, everything's going to be streaming, right?
Yeah. In fact, somebody said network TV is just going to go away as we know it.
Yeah. Nobody, I mean, I don't record any network shows, do you?
No.
Network TV exists for me just in my personal world for live sports. That's it.
Yeah. If there was
mostly football.
If there was a way to get live sports without having cable, I would do it. I would have to get the Dodgers. I would have to get the Lakers. I would have to get the NFL. I like the MLB network. But that streams. But there's definitely a day coming where I will not have cable. Sorry, Time Warner.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, Spectrum.
But how are you going to watch the Dodgers?
That's what I'm saying. Why don't the Dodgers sell their games direct?
Maybe they
Why
will
don't
one
they
day.
Have their own streaming service? Because I would subscribe to that.
Maybe they will.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, coming up next, it's Game of Games. It's Jorge's game today.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody in the afternoon show playing?
DeMarco.
Oh, good. Cool.
DeMarco.
DeFar's here.
My cleanup hitter. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yep. I misspoke. DeMarco Farr is here, who batted fifth for me at last week's 7-10 All-Star
win.
Game.
Yeah. No matter what you did it right.
I didn't make an error in the field.
That is correct.
That sounds like a lot of people did.
That's what I'm most proud of.
It sounds like Bergman and Jorge, you hit them the ball, and apparently it went like through their legs. Right.
Booted everything.
No, I dropped DeMarco's pop fly. That's what I dropped.
Exactly.
So did I. It was DeMarco's.
Wait, both of you made errors on DeMarco hits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mine wasn't an error.
Apparently DeMarco hit the ball so hard that none of you people could handle it.
No, I went for contact. Kirk was mashing. Yeah.
Kirk had,
Kirk was a joke.
Kirk was mashing.
Like power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Jorge, what kind of game we got today?
All right, so I got a list of a bunch of things that I had to come up with and what I remembered because we can't use the internet.
Oh, no internet
today.
That's
you got
right.
5 seconds to name three things of what I have on the
okay,
list.
Okay, so hold on. DeMarco's got a headphone issue.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, two strikes are out.
Two strikes and you're out. Okay.
It's the name three things game.
So he's going, DeMarco, he's going to give you a topic and you got to name three things. Like he'll say,
NFL teams.
Name three NFL teams.
Three teams. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Got you got 5 seconds to come up with
that. Right. Okay. Oh, God.
All right. So go in this order, Jorge. Bergman, Mason, Ireland, DeMarco.
Mason, Ireland.
No, okay. Bergman, Mason, Ireland, DeMarco.
You got it. Here we go, Greg.
Okay.
Three hotels in Vegas.
The Wynn, the Mirage, and MGM.
All right.
Oh, you got a second sound.
second sound.
All right,
John's down in Mexico.
Mason's up.
Mace, give me three shoe brands.
Adidas, Converse, Nike.
All right.
Okay, now it's to me.
Ireland, give me three soccer teams.
Manchester United, Manchester City, and Juventus.
Nice.
Give me something easy, please.
All right, DeMarco, three Pixar films.
Oh, God. Up. Sorry.
Oh, no, DeMarco.
Too many O's. Okay,
no, that's only one strike. You get two.
Still alive. Yeah.
Okay, back to Bergman.
Bergman, give me... that's too easy for you. Let me switch it up here.
Hey, just go with what you got there.
All right, three NBA positions.
Forward, center, guard.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
That's the easiest one in the world.
You know what? Doesn't matter.
Now
that was on the list.
Greg, name three colors.
Red, blue, green.
And meanwhile, I'm going to get name three cities in Mozambique.
Hey, I have hotels in Vegas. Do that one. Do three cities in Mozambique.
All right, Mason's up.
All right, Mason, give me three dating apps.
Tinder, Hinge, and Bubble.
All right, cool. See,
all right, to me.
That was too easy for Bergman. Give me three NFL coaches.
Sean McVay, Mike Shanahan, and Mike McCarthy.
Barely got that.
Balls off the hand. Balls off the hand. That's cool.
Okay, DeMarco, it's to you.
Three TV series.
Friends, Cheers, and MASH.
Nice. Boom. Boom. Still alive.
All right, who's next?
Greg.
Bergman.
Give me three MLS teams.
The Galaxy, the LAFC, and Sporting KC.
Whoa! I don't know if I would have been able to come up with that third one.
Yeah, that makes up for the other one. How about that?
Yeah, that was good. Mason.
Mason, give me three Dodgers pitchers.
Julio Rios, Tony Gonsolin, and Walker Buehler.
Oh, man.
Okay, that one's pretty easy.
Especially for Mason. All right, to me, Jorge.
Three things you see at Disneyland.
The Space Mountain, Goofy, Minnie Mouse.
Nice.
Oh, you got really close on that.
It was close.
I got close twice in a row. All right, DeMarco.
Okay, DeMarco. Good luck. Best of luck.
Give me three soda brands.
Pepsi, Coke, Sprite.
All right, there you go.
Boom.
Now DeMarco's in a groove.
All right, to Bergman.
All right, three different grocery stores.
Vons, Albertsons, and Gelson's.
Oh, nice save.
Gelson's in.
Nice save with the Gelson's.
All right, here we go.
Mason.
Mason, three stadiums in Los Angeles.
SoFi, Crypto, StubHub.
Oh, StubHub doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, and it's not in Los Angeles.
Would Crypto even count?
It's an arena.
Crypto.
It's an arena. It's not a stadium.
Yeah, that would have counted.
That's what I was thinking. Okay,
so Mason has his first strike. All right, to me, Jorge.
John, give me three different music stations.
Kiss FM, 93Q.
That was my station. 93QWRQ.
I don't even think I could do K-Rock, it now with Kiss. Unlimited time.
Yeah, Kiss, KLOS, Jack. Power.
Yeah.
Power.
Yeah. Okay. K-Rock. All right, so the only person who doesn't have a strike is Bergman. Yeah. And DeMarco is next.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, DeMarco, three coffee brands.
Folgers, Dunkin', Pete's.
All right.
Nice job. Nice job.
Man knows his coffee.
All right, Mason. Good. Mace, right?
No, Greg.
No, Greg.
No, it's Greg. Give me a hard one.
All right.
Just give me what you got.
Give me three different cereals.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Kix, and Apple Jacks.
Kix
is a cereal.
I don't think anybody eats Kix.
No.
It's a cereal.
How do you spell
Kix,
it, Greg?
K-I-X.
Yeah, that is true.
No, not really.
I'm looking it up.
Kix is absolutely a cereal, Brad. Yeah, you really
no, it's
really.
Unsweetened, right?
Orange yeah. box.
That is not accurate.
You're complaining? That's two strikes, you're out.
No, Kix is a rock band.
That is not accurate.
Kix is
a cereal.
Yeah, Kix is a cereal.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Right, yeah, Kix is for kids. Exactly. That was the slogan. Thank you, Andy.
Oh, it is.
It's to me.
It's yeah, KIX.
Yeah. KIX, yes.
Yeah, little round ball.
I thought you were confusing it with tricks.
No.
Okay. All right.
It's also for kids.
So it's Mason.
Mason, three things you can do online.
Google, email, and...
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Internet.
Surf the web. We screwed with him because of we took away the internet today. Yeah, all right, Mason's out, and I will be out if I don't get this right.
Here you go, John. Three chocolate brands.
Hershey's.
Oh, John! Oh, my goodness.
It could have been Reese's. It could have been Hershey's. It could have been
Reese's and Hershey's.
Just chocolate.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm out. DeMarco, you're our last hope.
Wow.
Okay, what do you got?
Give me three odd numbers.
3, 7, and 11.
Oh! Oh, odd numbers. What's happening here? Odd numbers? Give me three numbers.
Shut up, Bergman. You got easy one.
You're whining a lot, Bergman.
All right, Bergman, three scary films.
Halloween, Friday the 13th, and Halloween 2.
Okay.
Halloween 2 is acceptable, yeah.
It is.
Well,
there are
all right,
multiple.
DeMarco.
All right, DeMarco, three things you buy at Starbucks.
Lemon bread, coffee, and latte. Oh,
man knows his lemon bread.
The lemon bread, by the way, delicious.
The lemon bread is fantastic at Starbucks.
Man. Bergman, give me three types of sandwiches.
A Reuben, a roast beef sandwich, and a turkey sandwich.
All right.
Very good.
Nice.
Bergman yet to strike.
Here we go, DeMarco. Three fast food restaurants.
McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's.
All right.
You know I'm going to know that one.
You're in DeMarco's wheelhouse.
Back to Bergman.
All right, Bergman, give me three different Ram players.
Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald.
All right. Okay.
Oof. Oh,
DeMarco?
Yeah, what?
Three Laker players.
LeBron, Westbrook, and AD.
Nice.
I didn't think he would ask him to name four. He would have been in trouble.
Oh, God.
Okay, back to Bergman.
Bergman, three California casinos.
Morongo, Hawaiian Gardens, and Hollywood Park.
What's Hawaiian Gardens?
Hawaiian Gardens is absolutely... Look it up. Go ahead. Okay. Hawaiian Gardens. We advertise with them. They're absolutely...
Are you sure the Hawaiian Gardens isn't a city where a casino exists?
No, it's the Hawaiian Gardens Casino.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
All right,
do you want to do that before we move on? 100% it's a casino.
All right.
That is not accurate.
Stop saying things like that are not true.
No, okay. Not really.
The Gardens Casino, new and greatly improved. The Gardens Casino in Hawaiian Gardens is open 24/7.
Oh, there you
bam!
Go.
Wow. Okay.
Take that.
Impressive.
Wow.
Way to go, Bergman. All right, thank you. Back to DeMarco.
All right, DeMarco, three things you find in a ring.
In a ring?
Yes.
Diamonds, gold, and platinum.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Oh,
very good. Perfect.
I didn't know if that was like a
DeMarco's
ring, a boxing
really
ring. Or
no, because the Rams has got the rings. And he gets
all right, back to Bergman.
All right, Bergman, three employees from Good Karma Brands.
Sam Pines, Matt Burke, and Tiffany Silva.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. Whew,
good thing you didn't give that to DeMarco. He was not getting that.
No, not at all.
All right. Three California sports teams.
California. Angels, Dodgers, and Rams.
All right.
Okay. All right. To Bergman.
Yep.
Three pizza chains.
Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was crazy.
This isn't a lot of pizza, man. That rattled off like it was nothing.
My kid will only eat
the names of your kid, your like dog, and your ex-wife.
Like
Riley will
gimme.
Only eat pizza and chicken nuggets.
All right.
Wow.
All right, so here's my last one.
I'll come up with more if you. All right,
here
we
go.
This is for DeMarco.
Oh, gosh. Give me three different news stations.
News stations.
News.
Channel 5, Channel 7, and CNN.
Those are
news stations.
So it's the Bergman.
Okay. So you, Jorge, you need me to give you some?
Yeah, give me some.
Okay. All right. So Bergman.
Yeah.
Three players on the Angels.
Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and Brandon Walsh.
Very
wow.
good.
Right,
okay.
Right.
okay.
Very good.
Come on, John.
All right.
Oh, boy.
DeMarco.
What?
Three famous rock and roll bands.
Van Halen. Oh, gosh. Motley Crue and Def Leppard.
No, no.
I got it in.
No.
I got it in there.
I'm ruling in. I'm ruling in. Okay. Bergman, I'll take this one.
Okay.
Three college football programs.
Ooh. UCLA, USC, Oregon State.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
I can come up with ones that are
okay.
harder than that.
All right.
Okay.
DeMarco.
Wait, why do I get the hard one? Okay, go ahead.
No. I know Bergman will get this, so I'm going to throw it at DeMarco. DeMarco, three Star Wars characters.
Oh, Boba Fett, Darth Vader, and Luke.
Oh!
No, he's man. A Star Wars Marvel guy.
Huge, wow. huge Star
yeah,
Wars
Yeah, big
man.
Star Wars Marvel guy.
Okay.
So you were right in his wheelhouse.
All right. Bergman?
Yeah.
Three Brad Pitt movies.
I don't know.
So now they're
not accurate. Yeah, that,
I should have known some.
Analytics are always right.
Analytics
no,
are.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're tied now.
Yep, tied. Next person who loses is out. Yeah. All right, DeMarco.
DeMarco.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
As it currently exists, three nicknames of Pac-12 teams.
Huskies. Ducks, Beavers.
Very good.
Oh, man. Got it.
Okay.
Nice job. Nice job.
Okay. I'll take one. Greg, three SEC teams.
Alabama, Auburn, and Georgia.
Okay. DeMarco, three breeds of dog.
Pit Bull, Great Dane, and Mastiff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Mastiff, good one.
Yeah, that is
Bergman.
That is very good.
I got one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Give me three different TV brands.
Magnavox, Panasonic, and Sony.
Oh, oh Magnavox. Man. That's old school, man.
I don't know where that is from 1973.
I got one more.
Right, you going for DeMarco?
DeMarco, give me three different video game consoles.
PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo.
Oh. Bergman?
Yep.
Name three apps that currently exist on your phone.
Hinge, Bumble, and Twitter.
Nice. Okay, nice. DeMarco.
More with the dating apps, because I knew we were talking about.
Name three streaming services.
HBO Max, Hulu, and Netflix.
I think these are guys are unstumpable.
No.
We each get a point. We each get a point.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. We'll each give him a
yeah,
point.
Yeah, we'll give him each a point. Right.
Very
go.
Good. You guys both.
Hey, nice
you
job, DeMarco.
Really well.
Nice job, DeMarco.
Thank you.
DeMarco, you get credit for, I think that's your first victory here.
I think I got one more.
Did
I
you?
I had one more. Yeah, yeah.
So the score, by the way, now for the month and the month of July.
Oh, that's going to help Bergman.
It's going to help Bergman a lot. Bergman has the lead now. It's Bergman 5, Mason 4, Jorge 2, Ireland 2, Funch 1, Pepe 1, and DeMarco 1.
Nice.
Okay, so next week, I'll do it Monday. We'll have Clinton do Tuesday. Mace, you do Wednesday
okay.
next week. And then, Greg, you got Thursday, and Jorge, you got Friday.
You got it. Okay, because that
they're all worth two next
it'll
week.
It'll matter on Friday because it could
yeah, if Jorge's still alive and I'm not, I'll do it Friday,
great.
Too. Okay? All right, boys, I'm out of here. I got to go
okay.
to this place. See ya.
Got it.
Enjoy.
So, is it time? We're about 30 seconds, but Andy Kamenetsky's coming in. DeMarco's here. They're filling in for Shidano and Cappy today. Excited for that. Andy, I've not seen you in a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
What have you been doing?
Well,
why weren't you at the softball game?
I was moving.
Oh, okay.
I was moving, and before that,
I thought you were in health and safety protocols.
I was in healthy safety.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Okay, good.
It was actually really frustrating because the overwhelming majority of this, I felt fine, which
yeah.
I'm grateful for.
That's what everybody's saying,
but it's such an inconvenience
yeah.
for your family. For you know, everyone has to separate from each other. It's lonely.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, but thankfully, I mean, you know, double
you know
max,
what,
double
you know
booster.
What you need, Andy? My final thought to you: a robot dog.
Robot
with a
dog
gun,
with a gun.
Then you won't be lonely.
Yeah. All right.
Or alive.
Yeah. Hey, Ireland, have a good weekend. Right, Super Stager boys. Time. Super crosstalk time. Andy Kamenetsky and DeMarco Farr,
yes,
in
sir.
For Shinano and Cappy today. Where'd you guys come down on the robot dogs with guns?
It seems a little haphazard.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, okay, you're a dog guy.
DeMarco, I am a big dog guy.
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you trust your dog with anything that involves your own safety?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, just... how much would you trust your dog? Like, your dog's nature, dogs can be, you know, a little bit wild. They can be a little overeager. How much would you trust your dog on average with anything that involved your safety? Because the robot dog is going to have a gun.
But it's programmed. Okay, it's controlled. In other words, like, there's somebody at the police station with a joystick. And he's saying, okay, let's walk
yeah,
over
yeah.
here.
So
let's
I would trust there. My dog. I wouldn't trust that dog, that robot
my
dog.
My dog, I mean, I have
my dog's great.
I have cute little dogs cuddle well, but I don't think they'd...
So I thought that this would be like a dog that is programmed to be like a dog. It just happens to be carrying a gat. It's not actually like a dog nature.
No, it's like a robot dog that somebody's operating with a joystick back at the police station.
Oh, the police are controlling it?
Yeah, the police are controlling it.
I don't trust this at all.
Not at all. No. Fair. That's scary.
Fair. Yeah.
Fair.
No offense to any police out there listening. Thank you for your service, but no.
That's
terrifying. Any idea for a nickname for Austin Reeves? We have taken... it's a record number of terrible ideas
today. Some of those.
It's just brutal.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
And I debate whether or not I should share it here because this is probably something me and DeMarco are going to get into. And it's like, you know, you don't want to give away the milk for free.
No, give away the milk.
Okay.
I'm so tired of this whole, you're doing crosstalk. We won't say a certain thing because we're going to say it later. No, you talk about it later, too. You talk about it now.
Austin Reeves is a guy that was... underestimated.
Yes.
He was not drafted.
Yep.
He is somebody that has had to prove himself his entire NBA career.
Right.
He is somebody that still gets targeted defensively because, let's be honest, he's the goofy-looking white guy.
Yep.
So, Austin Deese. You can finish the rest. As in Deese blank.
I like it.
To everybody that underestimated Austin Reeves, to everybody that still doesn't give him the credit he deserves, Austin Deese.
So here's the thing.
Jorge loves it.
But you're not able to say the whole thing.
When
Ireland's doing a game, he can't say, here comes Austin Deese.
Yes. But that's part of the fun. Yeah. Everybody else listening, they know what it is. You can say it on your own. I just can't say it on an FCC station.
Right.
Austin Deese.
It's not bad. What do you guys think?
It's all right. It's pretty funny for us.
Awesome three. Austin threes.
He's not a good enough 3-point shooter.
He's not a good enough 3-point
What about this one?
See, again, this is the stereotyping. Yeah, Everybody thinks he's a white
That's
boy.
That's what
so
he said. No,
threes.
I liked it.
Yeah. This guy, Jay Ojeda, sent some to me on Instagram because now that the show's over, I can look at Instagram again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone said Blanco Mamba.
No.
Tornado Blanco.
He's uncomfortable with Hillbilly Kobe.
He's not
going to
like Blanco Mamba.
Okay, so Arkansas Assassin and Farm to Table.
Farm to table. I like that one. Farm to table's good.
Farm to table is
doesn't
my
really
favorite.
Roll out.
Farm
the
to table
good.
Is actually kind of
it makes no sense.
No, it's nonsense, but
it's amazing.
The best one we thought we had, and it's all up to Austin, is Moonshine.
Okay, that is great. I disagree, though. I don't think it's up to Austin. I think it's up to the people. For the most part.
Do you really?
Yeah, unless you have a legitimate objection. Like, I understand where Austin Reeves is coming from with not wanting to be associated with an AR-15 right now. And I also understand where he may feel like Hillbilly Kobe, given the context of Kobe's death,
right.
It's not as much
Plus,
fun.
I don't think he What's necessarily wants to be identified as a hillbilly.
Well, that depends.
That's bad? Okay,
I don't know. I interviewed Billy Bob Thornton, and he talked about the hillbilly thing, and he was proud of it. He's from Arkansas. So I think it's
Billy Bob Thornton considers himself to be a hillbilly?
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he said this.
So then Moonshine.
Moonshine.
I think Moonshine's pretty
Moonshine's
good.
Moonshine's
good.
Moonshine is a slick nickname.
And I think that's good enough that if he doesn't like it, who cares?
Yeah.
You don't get a vote.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
All right.
So, wow. Aren't you AK?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to change your name, too? Your nickname? No?
Nobody bothers giving me I don't need to worry.
You weren't at the softball game. You were at the Mandy Awards.
I was at the Mandy Awards.
It has been, the last month of this radio station has been just a friggin' blast between the Mandy's and the 7-10 All-Star game. You were at the Mandy's, right?
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this station is totally kicking ass right now.
Yeah.
And the softball game you missed out on because it would have been, it was so much fun.
I really wanted to go.
And your brother couldn't play either.
Brian, I believe, was out of town when it happened. And I was in the middle of a move. I would be divorced. I'd be looking for another house.
Yeah.
If I had gone to this game.
So, I wanted to ask you guys, about.
I never wanted to win so bad in my life. I'm serious. I wanted to win that game bad. I didn't want to lose to those guys.
I did not want to lose.
At all. I'm so happy. I'm, like, so thankful to Beto. I'm serious. Like, he is a teammate for life for doing that.
Here's what I'll say about that game. I did, and everybody agrees with me on this, general managered my ass off.
Really?
Sure. I did.
Move things around.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, we DH'd for Momo. We recruited Matt Burke from our sales department. Ron Mitchell relieved Momo. Because Momo couldn't pitch the whole game.
He got the save.
He got the save. Exactly right.
Look, Momo was at one point the best softball player of all of us.
No question.
Does she still got it?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and competitive.
Although we don't know.
Yeah.
She just had a baby.
Okay, so I'll tell you this story. So.
Yeah.
Out in center field, there were some miscues during the game.
Yeah.
Okay. And both Dr. Clapper and Momo pulled me aside at one point and said, "You have to get Taylor out of center field. He's killing us."
Wow.
That's how competitive they were. Now, me, just being a humble manager, said to Taylor during the break, between innings, Taylor, got to move you. I'm going to move you to catcher, and I'm going to move Clapper to center field.
Was it hard? Was it hard to tell him?
I felt bad about it.
Yeah. And welcome to the NFL.
All weekend long, I said to Juan, "God, did I hurt Taylor's feelings?"
You did what was best for the team.
I did do what was best for the team.
Awesome. Momo is competitive.
Yeah, Momo's competitive.
She was moving us around in the infield.
Taylor gets a ring at the end of the day.
Taylor does get a ring. He gets a full share.
Yes, he does get a full share.
He gets a full share.
Nice.
Yeah. How about those rings now, DeMarco? Are you getting one of the new Rams rings?
Yes, I was there last night. Those rings are huge. Yeah. I mean, absolutely fantastic. They spared no expense on those rings.
We talked to that. Over $100,000 for a player's ring.
Yeah. And look, you should. This is the LA Rams. It's about flash and sizzle. And when you win a championship here in your own city, the ring should reflect that.
You know what I really – first of all, you know what I really like about the ring? I like that it represents SoFi, too, that SoFi is accounted for.
Yeah,
because that was a huge part of last
season.
Forget
accounted for. It's literally inside
the ring.
Inside
the ring, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I love, and
even the case was cool. When you open it, the ring spins. I'm just like, wow, unbelievable.
I also love that they put palm trees on the ring.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they get that they're in California. And that's very representative of the area where we live. I think it's really cool.
No doubt. Shout out to Jalen and OBJ. They get it. They were designed for these players.
Wait, you said Jalen and OBJ. Did they actually design them?
They helped with the design.
They helped Jason?
Yes. It was OBJ and Jalen, and I think a few other players had input into the ring. So that's, I think even OBJ was given credit for the ring coming apart, and you can make a pendant out of it. I guess that
you
might
can
have
make
been
a pendant out of that
ring?
Yeah,
like it comes apart. You can make a pendant out of the top. So it's really cool, really special ring. Yeah, it will change the game for rings from now on.
Okay, I was thinking about this when I saw this ring, because it's incredible.
Yeah.
The Rams are a really good team. There is no reason that they could not get back to the Super Bowl, if not next season. Certainly over the next couple of years.
I got a few reasons.
Like, well,
Brady,
it's hard.
Rodgers.
Sure, no, it's difficult. Yeah. I'm just saying in terms of who they are and what they have at their disposal, there's no reason they could not get back to the Super Bowl over the next couple of years, maybe win again. Is the ring too good? Like, how do you top that ring? this quickly without time to
I don't think you account for, but what if we win it again and this ring's so nice that we can't come
because
up with
our ring, if I heard...
By the way, problem to have. If we need to make a cooler ring.
If we went back to back...
as first world as it gets.
In 99-2000, the word on the street was we were going to get two-fingered rings.
Yes!
Yeah, we were going to get the two-fingered rings. So had we gone three in a row... Three-fingered rings.
Nobody's ever gone two fingers, I don't think.
No, I don't think there's been a two-fingered ring yet, but that was what we were going to do had we won. Not yet.
I work with idiots.
Oh, my God. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I work with just juveniles.
Come on.
We can hear them.
No, those rings are awesome.
Yeah, they
are
really
cool. And McVay's speech was inspiring. That little guy. Is,
what's the deal with OBJ now? Are we going to get him back or not get him back?
It's business. He's got to get healthy, number one. They want him back.
Yeah.
But the thing is, at what price? You got to factor that in. You know what? Had he not gotten hurt in the Super Bowl, your offseason is completely different because you're paying
him. And you're not bringing in Allen Robinson.
And it may have cost you Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
because
right.
you have to – if he's MVP of that game, you have to pay him.
Right.
And then what do you have left over?
I don't care if he's MVP or not. You're not sacrificing Aaron Donald for Odell Beckham Jr. You can't.
How do you not – if he's your MVP, if OBJ is your MVP, becomes the face of your franchise.
He wouldn't be the face of your franchise because you still have Aaron Donald.
Yeah, you still have to pay him.
But he's only been here for half a season. It's not like he's Aaron Donald who's spent his whole career here.
Aaron Donald is one of the –
I got you.
Maybe the best at his position.
But imagine this show. Imagine this station. If OBJ is your MVP of the Super Bowl, you won here and you don't pay him. You guys would have shows for months.
Well, right, but okay. But
sounds good.
right.
Shows for months.
But your whole offseason is different. Yeah.
Right, but if you pose this as a choice, you know, like a financial choice between Aaron Donald and Odell Beckham Jr.
I don't think that
nobody's
would happen.
Taking Odell.
DeMarco,
Beckham.
They could do both. If they signed Allen Robinson to big money, they could have just slid OBJ into that slot and still paid Aaron Donald.
I think what OBJ would have commanded is over the top of that.
More than Allen Robinson.
That's what if he's MVP and this guy he'd be on the Wheaties box by now. He'd be the guy if he was MVP of that game. That's what I mean. And how are you not going to sign him in the offseason? So if he stays healthy, your entire offseason is different.
If you have these financial decisions, you got to choose right. Because look at like what the Lakers did last season. They put a self-imposed financial decision between THT and Alex Caruso on themselves.
And they made the wrong choice.
Way wrong
choice.
What
was the Jacksonville receiver that started this whole run on receivers? The one from Arizona that $75 million?
Oh.
So that's the number. That's the arena you're going to be in. So that's what I mean. If he stays healthy, collects the MVP and a Lombardi, you're paying that guy money. And that's going to cost you guys.
But to Andy's point, too, it does come down to making the right choices. And you wonder, I mean, there's always a sort of a sliding doors conversation. This came up at the Drew League when LeBron was playing, and there were pictures of him with DeMar DeRozan, and Magic Johnson had confirmed that, it came down to sort of Westbrook or DeMar DeRozan, and LeBron chose Westbrook, and he could have chosen DeRozan, and you wonder what the season would have looked like if the Lakers had DeMar DeRozan instead of Russell Westbrook.
That fits better, right?
Yeah.
Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk.
Oh,
thank you.
Right.
That's
the
what
Arizona
I mean.
Receiver.
That's
what
started this whole run on receivers and big money. And, of course, if he's holding MVP and Lombardi, he's going to command big, big money, which will cost you guys. That's just the way the NFL is. You're going to pay Matt Stafford.
Yes.
You may not have enough money to pay Aaron Donald the tip he deserves, which means he may stay retired.
I just don't think that you sacrifice Aaron Donald. You find somebody else.
Did you think Aaron Donald was really going to retire?
Well, that means you're going to have to cut a lot of guys and you turn into Seattle.
Well, Aaron Donald,
overnight, you
Aaron
go back.
Donald accounts for like five guys himself.
Oh, no doubt. But I'm just, you'll start to hemorrhage guys, and you don't have that much money to spread around. What were you saying? I'm sorry. I missed that.
Do you really think Aaron Donald was going to retire?
I thought it was leverage.
I thought so, too. I never really got the sense that he was actually going to retire.
You watch the games, man.
Yes.
All season, his whole career, he's been fantastic. But the last 4 weeks, there's nobody better. He won that game versus San Francisco. He won the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl.
That's what
I mean. He took down Joe Burrow.
I am so happy for Cup winning the ESPYs. Everything he's gotten, he's deserved, but you don't get there. You're not there without Aaron, and you don't win it without Aaron.
The one reason I thought that Donald, it might not be leverage, is just because when you think about the entirety of his career,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing left for him to accomplish or prove. He True. Has done everything.
True.
Yeah.
And the that sport is, I mean, you know this, you played his position, DeMarco. That sport is brutal on your body. And if you're thinking about your future, like your actual future after football, and you know you're financially secure,
yep.
and you know there really isn't anything else for you to do in the sport, you might say, I'm going to get out while I'm still young and walking okay.
Well, there's a lot of leverage considering what happened with Bobby Brown, the backup defensive tackle.
Right.
Like, he's not going to be. Remove Aaron from this lineup now, from this defense. It doesn't look quite as threatening, right?
It doesn't look threatening at all.
So that's what scares you. There's no plan beyond Aaron, so you have to bring him back to the fold. So it's all leverage. I would say I don't think Aaron exercises leverage. I think his representative did.
Yeah.
And they're smart.
It was well played.
Absolutely.
It's a template for future potential free agents to be able to use to leverage contracts.
And you've got to be great to
he's
do
not,
it. Yeah.
He's not the last guy that's going to say, I might just retire.
Right,
I mean, that's a good negotiating point.
Right, yeah,
just for some guys, though, it's more believable than others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No
he
doubt.
Struck me as believable.
Yeah. Well, he could have walked away. No
I
question.
Think there's numbers he's chasing. Like, there's actual, like, all-time numbers he's chasing.
Yeah.
Warren Sapp said it best. There's five interior guys that were first ballot Hall of Famers. He'll be number six.
Yeah.
So I think there's numbers there that he's going to actually chase down.
So, hey, I'm going to wrap this up. What are you guys going to do?
We're going to talk
just
a lot.
Just talk a lot?
No, we're going to talk. I got to tell you about the rings. I'm so mad. I love everybody, right?
Yeah,
I love you guys. I love Mike Florio.
Yeah.
But can't you wait at least 24 hours to start throwing things at the ring? Let the guys enjoy the fact that they're champions before you start bringing up how many Lombardis are in the ring.
Yeah, right.
I was there. It didn't even cross my mind. Like
there was only one.
Right. Like how long were you sitting on that? Like you couldn't wait to put that out. That just drove me crazy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that stuff
too. All right. All that stuff's coming up. There's a lot of screwing around and all the stuff you've come to expect from Shadano and Cappy today will be coming from Andy and DeMarco. I'm out Monday, Tuesday. I'll be back on Wednesday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.